Listen to this quote before we get into the podcast.
There was a former Navy SEAL who was asked, what kind of person makes it into the SEALs, right? And he said, I can't tell you the kind of person that makes it into the SEALs, but I can tell you the kind of person that doesn't. He says, the star college athlete who's never really been tested to the core of their being, none of those guys make it in. He said, the preening leader that likes to delegate everything, none of those guys make it in. He said, some of these guys that show up with huge hulking muscles covered in tattoos because they want to prove how tough they are, none of those guys make it in. He said, some of the guys who make it in are skinny and scrawny. He said, some of the guys who make it in, you'll see them shivering out of fear. He said, but when they're emotionally exhausted, when they're physically exhausted, when they have absolutely nothing left to give, somehow, some way, they're able to dig down deep inside themselves to help the guy next to them. In other words, the highest performing teams of the planet are not the strongest or the smartest. The highest performing teams on the planet are the ones who care the most and are willing to sacrifice for the people next to them.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the On My Mind podcast. I'm your host, Remy Keene. On the show, we always talk about what's on our mind and how it impacts our day for either good or bad. So let's keep good things on our mind and have a positive impact on each day. We talk about positive Christian mindset. We talk about how important things that might seem counterintuitive or counter characteristic of today's culture actually are very beneficial. This episode, you heard the clip from Simon Sinek, I believe is how you pronounce his name. He's a phenomenal leader within an industry. I've watched a ton of his content, his videos, his TED Talks, and he just really shows how important it is to build empathy among your workers, among your friends, among your teammates, among whoever, and how important it is to have people that have gone through things and relate to others. Like the clip we just shared is so impactful to me, because I'm like, when you think about that, you think, whoa, it's not the strongest person that makes it. It's sometimes scrawny people. It's not the guy who has it all together and can delegate stuff and can lead companies. We think a certain type of person would be great for that, and then we're proved wrong by that video and what he shared about how it's when you build the team around you up and you stand in the face of fear together with the people around you to help them. You overcome the challenges. So what I want to talk today about is challenges, overcoming them, and building unity and empathy amongst the people around you. Let's get in here. Let's talk about this. Guys, I'm so excited to be with you again today. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. And I really, I think this is important that we talk about this. It's just, are you going to face challenges? Are you going to face challenges? Yes, absolutely. If you answer that question right away, I'm not surprised, because you probably face one today. There's always challenges coming at us. So let's think about some of the benefits really quick of challenges coming at us and what we can gain from those. One, challenges call for creativity. I could tell you I am sometimes the most creative and adapting when I have a ton of challenges coming at me. I think about work, and you know, I use work, and then I like to apply it to how it could be done in life. But at work, I sometimes help to train classes, and when I train a class, there's something going on all the time. Whether it's, I need to get this done, I have this whole list of things to complete. I also want to make sure that all of the people around me are having a good experience, a good time. I want to make sure that they're being developed. I want to make sure that my support teams feel like I'm there for them. I want to make sure everyone is working cohesively and together. And if I saw a challenge and I was like worried about it and like not sure what to do, that's okay, because I'm gonna figure out a way. I'm gonna come up with a creative idea. Hey, can we try this? And I'll throw that out there, and then people are like, oh yeah, I like that, but what about this? And if you spark creativity among those around you and use the challenge to really bring your team together and you, even as a person, together, you're going to be able to grow from it. Another thing challenges do is they make you so much stronger. You're going to be stronger because you have gone through that challenge, you've faced a bit of resistance, and you build that muscle. Resistance builds muscle, right? If you become stronger and stronger at practicing kindness, for instance, which we talked about in another episode here, I'm gonna link at the end of the video, but man, if you practice kindness constantly, you're gonna become stronger and stronger and stronger in practicing that kindness. Challenges present excellent opportunity for growth all the time. And the more you grow, the more you get stronger and stronger. Now, just because you're strong doesn't mean you shouldn't remain humble. Challenges can humble you as well. They could be like, whoa, I thought I knew everything, but I don't, right? Well, obviously I didn't know everything, but sometimes you get this high mind, and it's okay because it happens to all of us. But you kind of get a high mind and you're like, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good at life. I'm pretty good at this. And then a challenge will hit you and you'll be like, I don't know what I'm doing. But that's okay because it's going to humble you. You're going to realize, hey, I'm not perfect. I'm just a human. I don't know everything. I can't foresee everything coming at me. But the good news is I can overcome this challenge by working with my team, working with whatever it is, working with my pastor, working with my friends, whoever you rely on to be there for you. You connect with those people and you're like, hey, I need help here because I don't know what to do. And more than likely, other people are going through it. And if you're the first one to speak up, it's like, oh my gosh, thank goodness I'm not the only one going through this, because it's like, I need help too. Or I need someone that understands what I'm going through. So challenges keep you humble and can connect you stronger to those around you. So challenges also amplify your achievements. When you overcome multiple challenges in a row, you're gonna be like, whoa, I did that. It's like, I know how to do this stuff now, and things might start to feel easier, and that's gonna be so awesome. You're gonna love that when you walk in that place and you're actually a little more confident than before. And as long as you're not overconfident and arrogant, but it's okay to be confident and walk into that situation like, I'm good at this. Let's get this done. And you know, challenges are still going to pop up, but you wouldn't feel invaluable anymore. You know you have value when you faced a challenge and you've overcome it. How does that then lead into team empathy and team positivity, kind of like what Simon shared in the clip at the beginning? Well, if you use those challenges to create a unity and bring everyone together, and use those to really knit together your friends and your anyone who's gone through it, then it's going to produce productivity. It's going to produce empathetic environments. When other people feel like they're cared for, when other people feel around you like they are able to express themselves, and if they face a challenge, they can admit it, and someone will be there to help them with that. You know how much more productive we could be? I think about the church, and I'm like, how much more productive can we be with our conversations that we have intentionally with people? How much more productive can we be with stewarding people and showing them, hey, I've gone through the thing that you're going through, or something similar to it. I might not know exactly your situation, but I'm someone that is here to listen to you, that cares about you, and wants to show you kindness. kindness is such a big factor in everything we do, and I shared about that in another episode on the podcast. If you haven't listened to that one yet, please go check it out, because oh my gosh, kindness. Another thing this whole team empathy mindset and overcoming challenges together will do is it will lower the amount of arguments. It will lower the amount of gossip. It will lower the amount of just toxic, yucky. I know, yucky. What a crazy word. But seriously, it'll lower all of that trash that comes in as a result of discord and dissonance between people. Instead, we can connect with people. We like, I know that guy's gone through some stuff, and I trust him to have my back, and I know he trusts me to have his too. And he can, because I'm gonna take care of that. And if you really are confident about that, how awesome is that? Man, I just think about that. It's like, who wouldn't want to be in that environment? You're going to be able to get more friends. You're going to get more people wanting to be included in whatever that is when you have such an environment that is inviting, friendly, cares about you, shows empathy, like, hey, man, I've been where you are, and I want to help you not make the same mistakes I made. I've been somewhere close to, or worse than where you are, so please let me help, please. And if you do that, they're going to want to be helped. They're going to want to hang out with you and be around your group and your, you know, whether it's your friendships, whether it's your business, they're going to want to be a part of that, and think of it more of a way of generating relationships that matter, relationships that count. How can you steward this? How can you make sure to impact this as an individual contributor? If you are the one that heads this up, then congratulations, because it's just that much more valuable to you. So reward and compliment those around you. Like, hey man, I really see your hard work and trying to connect with the people here. So good job. You know, even just a pat on the back saying, hey, good job, buddy. I love that. Like, please tell me if I'm doing a good job. Words of affirmation are fantastic. I also love being given gifts. I shared about how a kindness was done to me recently, where I got a candy bar on payday and a Reese's. And it's like not only just a peanut cluster of fun, for those of you who like paydays, okay, I still ate it, but then I really enjoyed that Reese's candy bar. I don't know if you love Reese's like I love Reese's, but Reese's be the one of the peanut butter and chocolate together. Oh my goodness, let's just take a moment. But it's gonna boost self-esteem. It's gonna boost the other people's self-esteem. It's gonna boost yours because you complimented someone. And anytime you do something nice for someone else, I don't know if you've realized this yet, but you feel good. You're going to feel boosted. You're going to feel ready. You're going to be happy about it. And just continuously reward and congratulate and recognize real stuff happening and be like, hey, good job, bro. Hey, good job, sis. You know, everyone included. Hey, good job, everybody. Everybody's awesome. You're doing such a good job. It's like immediately you're like, whoa, hey. I appreciate that. And then also, hey, guys, if you're seeing anything I'm doing that I need help with, please help me. I need help too. If you admit that you're vulnerable, that you are not the perfect person, I try to do that pretty frequently on the podcast, because in no way am I sitting here saying I have all this down and perfect. I'm just like, I need to share this because I need to put it into practice, and maybe they do too. So if I'm the only one that benefits, sweet. If I benefit at least one other person, that's even better. And if I can benefit all of y'all, I hope that's what it's doing, because that's always my goal, is to make sure that you have the best life you can have. So think about asking people for feedback. Like, just think about it. What's the worst that can happen? Someone's going to tell you something, you're going to get hurt by it, and you're going to be like, the next time you do it, you're going to be like, oh, maybe I do this. They were right. And then you're going to be like, oh, but they already warned me how to fix it, and I maybe looked at some ways on how to fix it, and now I'm better at it. And it's like, whoa, I can improve. Okay, let's do this thing. So be flexible, be approachable, be ready to accept feedback as well as give it. And always give it in a kind way. Never tear anyone down. But hey, I noticed this area might need a little bit of improvement. So hey, let's team up together and get it improved. That's one thing I always do at work, is like, let's team up and get it done. So like, if you include people around you, let's team up and do it. That's always going to impact any sort of thing that might have you in your feelings, and like, now I feel sad that someone told me I did something wrong. It's like, my favorite thing is when I get feedback about how I could improve, because if I'm not improving, I'm just staying stagnant. But if I can get better in some certain way, then I want to do that, because that's most important to me. Be flexible with people. Understand that their lives are important to them, and that everything comes in seasons. It's like, sometimes I feel like I'm great at putting into practice the things I talk about here on the podcast, and then there's some times where I'm like, oh no, maybe I'm not the one who should be sharing this on the podcast, and maybe I'm not doing a good job of it at it. But that's just me trying to humble myself, and a challenge came my way that I wasn't quite ready for, so I just need to be like, okay, I'm still going to share about this, but I'm not perfect, and that's not what I expect you to expect of me, and I shouldn't expect that of myself. However, I admit when I'm wrong, and I try to do better. That's it. That's the key to life, I feel like. That's the whole, like, I need to change my mind about who I am and how I need to represent who I am. If I'm called to be a representative of Jesus to other people, I need to show that I am that representative. Am I going to fail at that? Yep. Is that okay? Yep. Should I just stop the second I mess up and stop trying and just give up? No, you just keep going. It doesn't reset. It doesn't start over because you messed up. It's a new day. His mercies are new. So get ready to just keep going with it. Kindness and challenges that we face, and when you mesh those two together, you take the kindness and the empathy that you want to show people, and you put it together with facing challenges, and you're like, if I'm empathetic to the people around me when we face challenges, they're facing a challenge, I can be the person they need for me, and then when I face a challenge, they can be that person back to me. And that's showing kindness to others. That's ultimately the goal, and the importance that you have, and you can impact those around you by just changing the little bit of how you approach your next situation. So the next time you face a challenge, look at it as the best opportunity that's come your way in a while. And the next time you have an opportunity to talk about someone or to tear someone down, build them up instead. Show them the kindness you want to be shown to you and see if it doesn't return to you. So I hope this was beneficial to you. Please share it with someone so that they can benefit from it too. It's always wonderful to be with you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Have a wonderful and blessed day. The awesome clothing brand Emmaus Apparel. You can check them out, emmausapparel.com. You can check out this QR code, and you know the links are in the description of this video, the comments, and in my bio. But man, their clothing is so cool. You can see the front of this shirt, obviously, and the back of the shirt is awesome. It's a great way to start a gospel conversation with someone. If you love cool apparel, I mean, it's very comfortable. One of my favorite things about, you know, shirts especially are when they're a little bit longer. I like a longer shirt, and this definitely suits that need. You guys need some awesome apparel to get you out there and share the message of Jesus. Emmaus Apparel. Use code REMY in the checkout to save 15%. That's REMY to save 15% when you check out. You know, they're always coming out with new drops, new things for you to check out and buy. Some of the newest and coolest pieces of clothing are available now. So go check it out and let them know I sent you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the On My Mind podcast. If you'd like to help support us, share this episode with someone you feel can benefit, and make sure to share every episode. Also, if you check us out on YouTube and other social media platforms, that would help as well. Remember to share this episode with a friend. Thank you.